Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Reichow. Hanging out in the Kia Studios. Halfway home on this Tuesday evening with you. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. 0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app is how you catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can follow us on our personal Twitter page. Don't forget, we got Rank 'em coming up here at 10:40 this evening. So an hour and 40 minutes from right now. Rank 'em is coming up. So 404-726-0929. At JMCH316, at the D. Lewis for real. The Tigers, about 20 minutes ago, updated things. Due to continued inclement weather in the area, our game remains in delay. Further updates will be provided when they are available. And then 54 minutes ago, they tweeted out the game would start at 8:45. And it's dark sky. I mean, it's black now. Like, it's dark skies, dark clouds. I don't know how they're going to get this thing in. Like, why not just call the game at this point?
Yeah, to your point, tomorrow's game was scheduled for, it was like a 1:10 start. So, yeah, they could just do a double.
Yeah, and it's technically it's not getaway day because that's Thursday in baseball.
Right.
Thursday's getaway day where you don't try to play too many games at night unless you're starting a four-game series, but you don't typically play, you know, a game late at night that's, you know, teams that are trying to get away and get to their home ballpark or whatever, you know, on a Friday night. But, when you look at the picture that the Tigers tweeted out, why aren't the lights even on in the stadium? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I'm looking at the Tigers ballpark and this picture that they tweeted out. If you go to @Tigers on Twitter, they the picture that they have doesn't even have the lights on. Like, it looks like the stadium is, I mean, there's people on the field working with the tarp and all that kind of stuff, but it's like the lights aren't even on yet. Are they trying to save on their electric bill or something? Or I mean, well, do they only turn the lights on when this game starts, or?
Well, if this live shot is accurate, it looks like they're on because the tarp is nice and shiny.
Yeah, and again, there's another picture from the Tigers, but go to Tigers on Twitter. Go, you got Twitter up? Go to @Tigers, TIGERS, and I guess it's the tweet from 20 minutes ago. So I'm gonna see if it's their first. They got a pinned tweet that says "Rep Detroit." Why?
Oh yeah, I see it where the sky is rolling in.
Yeah,
maybe they hadn't turned them on yet because you can barely see anything.
Well, yeah, like the scoreboard's all lit up, but the field's not even lit up.
Nope.
Like, it's okay. The game's already been called. We'll just leave the. We're just going to save some money on the electricity. Like, I know we're a poverty franchise, but we're just going to save some money on the electricity. So, anyway, it's kind of funny to see all of that. So, again, no idea when this thing's going to get started. Ronnie Olson, Riley, Darno, Rosario, Albies, Arcia, Pilar, Michael Harris, and then Strider on the mound. That's your lineup and starter. I don't think they're going to get this thing in tonight, so we'll see. But how they're going to play this thing late at night and then turn right back around and play during the day. But anyway, that's for them to figure everything out. You said your wife is from Denver, so you've been to Denver?
Yeah, a couple of times, a few times.
How do you like Denver?
I like it. It's
Oh, by the way, I think, let's see here. Detroit Tigers beat writer for The Athletic, Cody Stavenhagen, tonight, quote, tonight's game, this is 3 minutes ago, tonight's game has been banged, straight doubleheader tomorrow. So there you go.
There it is.
That's from the Tigers beat writer. I still haven't seen anything official, but it looks like, according to the Tigers beat writer for The Athletic, this game is being canceled, and it's going to be a doubleheader coming up tomorrow night. So sorry to interrupt you, Day-Day, from what you were saying.
Oh, no. You're good. I was just saying I like it. I don't know if it's someplace I'd live.
It's expensive out there, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, what happened is it didn't used to always be expensive, but now it is because so many people are flocking there because of the marijuana whole situation.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and,
yep, yep.
You know, and people have been, over the years now, since all that, have moved there in, like, droves. And so, yeah, the cost of living out there is starting to rival California cost of living. But
yeah, I've heard that before about Denver, that it's not the cheapest place to live.
No.
I mean, it's supposed to be beautiful. I mean, all of Colorado is supposed to be beautiful out there, right? I mean, the Rockies and everything. I mean, it's beautiful countryside, but it's not.
Not cheap at all.
Yeah, not the cheapest place to live out there. But again, they sit. You know, Broncos obviously have not been very good, but Brian, the Broncos have been one of the great franchises in AFC history.
Yeah, their fan base. So my wife's grandmother has actually been a season ticket holder. So, you know, their fan base is very much like that of Green Bay, Buffalo. Like they regardless of what's going on record, right, they're there every Sunday. Like, this is how dedicated my wife's grandmother is. Their anniversary, her and her husband's anniversary, is on Christmas Eve, December 24th. And one year we went out there, and they always do, the family always gets together to celebrate like their anniversary / Christmas Eve, whatever. One year the Broncos had a game. I guess it fell on a Sunday, and the Broncos had a game. And so we get there. We flew in like that day, and we're like, well, where's everybody at? And grandma's at the game. Like, snowed. It's snowed. Snowing out there, and she's not home celebrating her anniversary. She's at the game. So, well, that's how diehard their fans are.
I mean, you know, we've seen, you know, before they wear the barrels with no shirt on.
Yeah.
You know, Broncos games. I mean, it's a badge of honor, right, to not wear a shirt at Broncos games and stuff like that. But you think about how successful their franchises have been. Obviously, the Broncos have been multiple times Super Bowl champion. But my God, have they not played in the most Super Bowls in AFC history?
Yeah.
Because, again, they start in 77 against the Cowboys. That's the Orange Crush with Lyle Alzado and those guys. And then, obviously, the John Elway run. And then, obviously, the Peyton Manning run. You know, I think that they've had – they have the most Super Bowl appearances in AFC history. Obviously, the Colorado Avalanche have been one of the better franchises for, you know, almost 30 years now. I mean, going back to, you know, the days when I used to watch them, you know, they've been one of the best franchises in the NHL. You know, the Rockies have been okay, but they've been nothing special. They did get to the World Series, right?
They 2017, I think, is
lost to the Red Sox.
Yeah, when they lost to the
Boston Red Sox. So they've gone to the World Series, and then now obviously the Denver Nuggets have their first NBA title under their belt, and you know, that's their first NBA Finals, you know, in history. So you know, some pretty good success for, you know, that Denver franchise. When can we have some of this stuff?
Yeah.
Like, when can we have more than just blips on the radar,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the Braves have given us really good baseball for a long term, but, you know, the Falcons have had some blips on the radar. Obviously, the Atlanta Thrashers didn't really do anything.
No.
Again, we're tied more into collegiate sports, right?
Georgia.
I mean, college football, right?
And
I mean,
really,
you know,
it's Georgia.
Yeah. I mean, listen, ain't nobody going to Colorado Buffaloes games, and Colorado State is dreadful. My friend Harper
right.
LaBelle is an alum, you know, from Colorado State. Like,
yeah.
Ain't nobody going out there to watch college football. And look, Deion Sanders will bring excitement to Colorado football, right? I mean,
yeah.
he's going to bring level excitement. Whether he can win or not will
That's
be a different story.
Story.
Yeah, that'll be a different story, whether he can win. But, you know, if he can, then, you know, that just makes it that much more intriguing. But we'll see if he can do some things in Colorado. I mean, he's obviously created a lot of buzz out there, getting, you know, recruits in and NILs and all these different kinds of things. So he's got some buzz going. Now it's just a matter of whether or not he can win.
Yeah. And he's sitting in a good position. I when they announced that USC and UCLA was leaving the Pac-12, I said to myself, he's actually in a good position, because now if he can catapult to the top of that conference, because now you're just looking at Oregon, Washington, if Washington stays, because there's conferences, you know,
yeah.
there's been
yeah,
talk
there,
of.
Yeah, there could be more
yeah,
of the conference.
Of that conference. Yep. So he's in a good position in the sense of he can make that team, you know, the top of that conference,
right.
you know. So we'll see what happens with him. But I've been to that state. I've actually been to every, with the state, all the sporting venues there. Been to a Broncos game. I've been to a Rockies game. I haven't been to an Avalanche game, but I've been to the arena for a Nuggets game.
Yeah, what's that, the Pepsi Center?
I think it's the Pepsi Center
yeah.
now. Yeah. And
yeah.
then I've been to CU, but not for a game. We just drove up there. And because their stadium is, because I guess it's owned by the state, so you can just walk in into
really?
Their stadium. Yeah, it's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So you could go in there and just see random people, maybe like getting some exercise in, running the stairs.
Really?
Yeah.
My
wife was telling me about all that. I was like, wow, really?
You
wouldn't see that in Athens.
Yeah, I was going to say, you would have probably all the wrong people just kind of wandering around
right.
In Athens, you know, there. But, okay, I mean, yeah, sure. I guess maybe crime isn't the kind of thing that it is, you know.
Yeah,
maybe.
And then where the school is at in Boulder, I mean, it's not like a, you know, it's not the city, you know what I mean? So it's not like you got probably like a bunch of random people, you know. And granted, I know Athens is where it's at, but still, it'd be a different type of thing in Athens.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's, you know, Athens a real party town.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Stuff like that,
so.
But anyway, but yeah, I mean, they've obviously, you know, again, give them credit. There's been a lot of success in Colorado and Denver sports, you know, history.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even more than what we've had, unfortunately.
Yeah. And
so.
To answer your question, Denver, Dallas, and Pittsburgh are all tied for second with 8 appearances in the Super Bowl.
So, what? Say that again now?
Denver, Dallas, and Pittsburgh, they're all tied at second with 8 appearances. New England leads the way with 11.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's – that's right. I guess I should have realized that nobody's New England.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's got 10 of those.
Right.
Right? You got 10 Super Bowl appearances for him,
mm-hmm.
and then Tony Eason has a Super Bowl
right.
appearance, and that's your 11 that they have. So, but yeah, I mean, Denver's been one of the most successful franchises in AFC history. I mean, you know, again, you said second most Super Bowl appearances of all time. I mean, they've been a really good franchise. They've
yeah.
been an outstanding franchise for a long time, and under multiple regimes. I mean, again, you know, go back to the Orange Crush days, that Super Bowl against the Cowboys in 77, I believe it was, 77 or 78, whatever it was. I mean, that Super Bowl against Cowboys, then when Dan Reeves takes over, then, you know, obviously the John Elway run and then Peyton with it as well. So interesting stuff. So, all right, when we get back, it will be time for That's Life. A woman in Ecuador was pronounced dead and then magically just reappeared. Chuck me in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. 921 live in the Kia Studios. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-741-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Don't forget, we got Rank'em coming up at 1040, so get your list in to us. At JMSage316, at the D. Lewis for Real on Twitter. Do you see where Pat Sajak is retiring as host of
Wheel of Fortune? Yeah, I saw that last night. I think he said, I saw the announcement last night. I guess he said it yesterday, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, but again, almost 40 years?
Yeah.
Do you know who he took over for?
No, because shoot, that means if he's been doing it over 40 years, I was only, what, 8, 9 years old then?
The great Chuck Woolery was the original host of the Wheel of Fortune.
Wow,
yes.
Okay.
When it was on NBC during the daytime.
Chuck Woolery hosted everything.
Oh, yeah, Love Connection and everything, yeah. He also hosted, that game on Game Show Network. Chain Link or something like that. I can't remember, but anyway, but... Again, Pat Sajak been the host for almost 40 years.
That's
still looks like he's like 35
yeah.
years old.
Now is Vanna White? She's not still on there, is she? Was she still on?
Oh,
there?
I don't know if she is or not. That's a good question.
I
would guess that they're
so
a package deal.
Yeah, same. So I mean, that means she'd be retiring too. I would assume.
Yeah,
I couldn't see her.
Yeah. Again, I saw something that said that he makes $15 million a year. Okay. Makes $15 million a year.
Oh.
He works 4 days a month over the course of a year.
Yeah, because they tape like multiple shows
right.
in one day.
And he works 9 months out of the year. So he works about 36 days a year and gets $15 million.
That is sweet.
I mean, is that the gig of a lifetime?
That is sweet.
That's the gig of a lifetime.
Gosh.
Do you know who created that show?
No.
Merv Griffin.
Oh, that's a Merv Griffin production?
Yes,
okay.
Sure is.
I should have known
sure
that.
Is. Merv Griffin.
Because a lot of the early game shows were pretty
Absolutely.
Much produced.
Absolutely. Yeah. Merv Griffin created a lot of game shows. So, yes, that was a Merv Griffin creation. But can you imagine $15 million a year to work 36 days a year? 36 days a year.
In the wrong business, man.
Telling you. This radio thing is too tiring. All right. Did you see where Ted Kaczynski died?
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Death by suicide. Oh, what a shame. What a shame.
So, yeah.
You know, the feds are like, let's see, Jeffrey Epstein, Ted Kaczynski. Yeah, they're just letting guys do whatever they want to do. You want to get out of, again, he had late stage cancer, 81 years old, late stage cancer. Yeah, I mean, he was probably ready. So, you know, he'll burn in hell. So, whatever. All right. How about this story? In Ecuador, a 76-year-old woman was declared dead at a hospital in Ecuador. And they went to her, they had a wake for her, and she astonished her relatives by knocking on her coffin during the wake. She was knocking on her coffin during the wake. And the incident has prompted a government investigation into the hospital. Relatives left the coffin behind and rushed retired nurse Bella Montoya back to the hospital after the wake on Friday in the central city of Babahoyo. It gave us all a fright. although her mother's situation remains dire, Ecuador's health ministry said that Montoya was in intensive care Monday at the hospital in Babahoyo while the ministry investigates doctors involved in her case. A technical committee has been formed to review how the hospital issues death certificates, the ministry said in a statement. Montoya had initially been admitted Friday at the hospital with a possible stroke and cardiopulmonary arrest. And when she did not respond to resuscitation, a doctor on duty declared her dead. and I know this isn't funny, but again, it's... Can you imagine this woman knocking on her coffin? The family then brought her to the funeral home where they were holding a wake later on Friday, and they started to hear strange sounds. There were about 20 of us. After about 5 hours of the wake, the coffin started to make sounds. My mom was wrapped in sheets and hitting the coffin, and when we approached, we could see that she was breathing heavily. Though he and relatives rushed her back to the hospital, she was still in serious condition. She was under intubation, and doctors weren't giving relatives much hope of her prognosis. But again, they're already ready for her to die. So, I mean, it's not like they won't be caught off guard by it this time. So, anyway. Did anybody, like, take her pulse? Check her heartbeat? I mean, isn't it kind of, you know, difficult to... I mean, it's really not that difficult to decide between dead and alive, right? Don't you always automatically assume alive until you get confirmation that you know... Better confirmation that they are dead than
yeah.
Anyway, yeah. seems ridiculous, but you know that's kind of what it is. All right, happy birthday to Malcolm McDowell, Tim Allen. Think Tim Allen's funny?
He's had some stuff that I thought Home Improvement was funny. I thought that show was pretty good.
Ally Sheedy, the Olsen twins. And happy birthday to Captain America.
Chris Evans?
Chris Evans, okay. Yeah. You think he'll ever come back and do Captain America again?
I don't think as a, it would probably be some type of like a flashback scene type deal, like as the actual character playing.
Right.
I don't know. I think him and Robert Downey Jr., I think they're really like done.
Yeah, I mean, he was pretty adamant about being done with Captain America.
Yeah, I think they're all pretty much
done. Yeah, until they throw $1 gazillion at you,
right.
like Logan, you know, like Wolverine.
And tell them that they only got to be in like one scene.
Yeah, right. Exactly, yeah. So with that, tonight's top 10, the top 10 best superhero portrayals by an actor or actress, Day-Day, the floor is yours. I know you're a fan of the superhero.
Yeah, so of course Chris Evans is on my list as Captain America.
He actually didn't make my list.
Really?
Yes, wow, I got too many other guys.
Yeah, he did. I thought he was fantastic. Hugh Jackman is Wolverine.
Yeah, I've got Hugh Jackman as well. I think he's fabulous
as
Wolverine.
Tom Holland.
I think he was the perfect cast
for
Wolverine.
Yeah,
I couldn't see anybody else play Wolverine.
Yeah, I mean, and in all honesty, even though most of the Wolverine movies, well, really the origin was probably the worst, but he still, because of his portrayal, made it watchable.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
I think it's going to be fabulous, this Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
I'm super looking forward to
Same.
The Deadpool movie. If they get everybody back together, like the rumors, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. If the rumors are true and they get the X-Men back together.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be.
Because a rated R movie with everybody in it, it's going to be fabulous.
Yeah.
It's going to be fabulous.
Yep. I got Tom Holland. I think they nailed it picking him as Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, because he's younger, you know, he's not as young as he was when he started the role, but just younger and witty, like. You know, he played the role the way the role, to me, should be played. A kid that is coming into this unknown power and really doesn't know what to do with it. And
is it wrong that I want to punch him in his foch?
Really?
Is it wrong?
I don't know.
How old is he?
I don't know now. I'd say he's got to be like maybe 24, 25
Okay, so
now.
He can take a punch.
Yeah, he can take a punch.
Yeah, he's
I don't know, though. He looks like he works out, though, Chuck.
I mean, again, he's old enough that he deserves a punch.
Right. I like Benedict Cumberbatch.
I like his
portrayal of Doctor Strange. Of course, Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Michael Keaton as Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Reeves as Superman. Of course, Chadwick Boseman as Black Panther.
Christopher Reeve is so far way ahead of anybody who has played Superman.
Yeah.
Like this guy.
The last two guys.
This guy that plays him now, that Henry Cavill.
Yeah, Henry Cavill or whatever.
He's dreadful.
Yeah.
The guy that played him before that Brandon Routh or whatever.
He was terrible.
He was dreadful.
Yep.
They have not gotten Superman right.
At all.
And you know, do you know who there is pictures of him in the Superman costume that they were looking at casting him at one point?
Back then or currently?
In the old days.
Don't say Burt Reynolds.
No, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, you mean after Christopher Reeve?
Yeah, yeah.
I do remember that.
There were set pictures.
Yeah,
of
I do
him
remember
in
that.
The Superman outfit.
Yeah, and I'm glad they didn't go that route.
God.
He was okay as Ghost Rider, though. The movie just sucked, but he was okay. Chadwick Boseman, Black Panther, Wesley Snipes as Blade, and Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow.
All right, well, I went with a lot of bad guys in this because I couldn't narrow it down.
Oh, I thought it had to be the actual. I would have threw some bad guys in because, you know, Heath Ledger would have been number one.
Well, I mean, Jack and Heath Ledger are both on the list. Hugh Jackman's on my list as well.
Okay.
Robert Downey, I thought, was brilliant as Iron Man. Like, that he was the perfect Iron Man.
Yes.
Like, there's nobody that could have played, and I talk about this all the time. Robert Downey Jr. is such a great actor, and you know the fact that he played Iron Man, because again, he's had so many great roles. He was nominated for an Oscar for Chaplin. Again, if you watch him in Less Than Zero, like that's one of the great roles of all time. Like he is just marvelous in that role where he's the preppy drug addict and all that, and he dies at the end. Fabulous role.
Yep.
I've got both Michael Keaton and Christian Bale as Batman.
Okay.
I think both those guys are fantastic.
Yeah, Christian Bale's. I loved him as Batman.
Yeah, I love Michael Keaton. I thought Michael Keaton is very, very underrated as a superhero. Christopher Reeve, I mean, it's so far and away better than anybody who's even tried to play that role in Superman. I'm a Tobey Maguire guy, man. I really like Tobey Maguire. Like, I thought he was the perfect Spider-Man. Like, I thought he was perfect in that role. Like, I love the first two Spider-Mans. I mean,
I didn't not like him, but when Tom Holland, when they came out with his version,
yeah, now he's in the multiverses and he's got multiple things going on and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know. Gene Hackman as Lex Luthor.
Yes.
In the original.
Yes. What was her name? How did he used to say it? Miss
Tessmacher.
Yeah, Miss Tessmacher.
Ron Perlman is Hellboy.
Yeah, Perlman, he did good.
Especially when you're in the gimmick, you know, like when you're in all of the makeup and the garb and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was really good as it, and he's got the right personality for that role. Like, he was really good from that personality standpoint.
Yep.
Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool is fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, again, Green Lantern was dreadful.
Yeah.
But he is the perfect Deadpool.
Yes, like, he is.
And I was really looking forward to Deadpool 2 when it came out.
Right.
I was all jacked up about Deadpool 2. I'm even more excited about Deadpool 3 when this finally comes out. Because they're gonna hit a home run with this movie.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
If they get those X-Men all together and they get, because again, we know Hugh Jackman's in it for sure. So at worst, we get Wolverine.
Yeah.
So we don't get the origin nonsense. That was a horrible origin, you know, story and all that kind of stuff. But if we get that, it's going to be fantastic. Chadwick Boseman just was so good as Black Panther. Like, nobody could. That's why I was so glad that they did not make somebody else. And I know that his sister becomes Black Panther.
Right, which was true to the story.
Yes, exactly.
The comics line,
but
anyway.
I don't want somebody replacing Chadwick Boseman as Black Panther.
There was no need to. You know, all you had to do was just pick one of the storylines from the comics.
Perfect person to have played Black Panther. And again, there could have been multiples of those movies with him in it. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
I also had Wesley Snipes. I love Wesley Snipes. I'm a Wesley Snipes guy. So I'm by nature a Wesley Snipes guy.
Yeah.
Passenger 57, one of my favorite movies.
Yes.
I mean, that's phenomenal, but he was phenomenal as Blade. And this may surprise you, but I really, really liked Brie Larson as Captain Marvel.
Really?
Yes.
She's
You know, there's something about that Brie Larson. Like, she's
so
got.
Does that mean you're going to go see the Marvels?
Oh, I probably will see it. I probably will. I mean, I think she's. Well, first off, I think she's gorgeous. I mean, you know, I'm a big Brie Larson fan. I think she's a really good actress, too. If you ever saw the movie Room, where she won her Oscar, like that's not exactly a pick me up feel good story, but she's really good in that role. In fact, she even joked about after she did that movie, because she won the Oscar for it, and she's a kidnapped victim who gets raped and impregnated, you know, by her captor and has a kid, and it's about. They finally escape and all this kind of stuff.
Okay.
And it's not the most uplifting movie and all that.
Right.
But she literally said that role was so heavy, and she won the Oscar for it. It was so heavy that she had to go do King Kong. Like, she said, needed to go do King Kong to, like, decompress.
Right.
Right? And she's in it with Loki.
Yeah, Tom Hiddleston?
Whatever his name is. Yeah, I mean, John C. Reilly, Loki's in it. Samuel Jackson's in it.
Yep.
Nick Fury's in it. But she literally said, I had to go do that movie just to, like, decompress myself in all of it. But I love her attitude. Like, I love that smarmy, sarcastic kind of character that she plays as Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan. And listen, I'm a self-admitted Brie Larson person. Like, I
so
love
So you
Brie
actually
Larson.
Enjoy the Nissan commercials?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I check out Brie Larson's Instagram page. I mean, I think she's phenomenal. So, anyway, all right, Chris Willis joined us earlier in the show. Looks like no Braves baseball, but we talked to Chris about what went on last night and what's going on here in the future. Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show live on this Tuesday evening. Coming off of, what was a disappointing Braves loss. I mean, some people are calling it the worst loss of the year. I don't know if we'll go to that extreme, but it certainly was disappointing. Not a good series against Oakland, and not things starting off here against another bad team in the American League against the Detroit Tigers. But let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy. He covers Atlanta Braves for SB Nation, managing editor of Battery Power. BatteryPower.com is where you can check out all of his work. Chris Willis joins us here. He's on Twitter at Chris_Willis. As always, Chris, appreciate a few minutes on the show this evening.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you.
You know, and we kind of touched on this last week that, you know, I know there's obviously lots of chatter about the idea of the Braves need another starter, the Braves need another starter, but, you know, at the end of the day, do they need at least one more bullpen arm to kind of make things feel a little bit better?
I agree, and I think the bullpen, obviously, right now at this point, is probably the biggest priority, you know, as they close in on the trade deadline. You know, I wouldn't be shocked to see them add, you know, one arm down there, maybe two even, you know, just the way this thing's gone. I mean, at times it's pitched pretty well, but just you'd feel, I think adding at least one more person to the mix would, just solidify things pretty good.
What do you think have been the issues with A.J. Minter? Why have things just not clicked this year for him?
I think he's pitched better of late. And, you know, when you diving in to the numbers a little bit, you know, I mean, there was a lot of noise in that, you know, some bad luck here. I know at one point he had our ERA over 7. But, you know, the FIP and some of the other underlying metrics, you know, were about normal. I think the pitch clock probably, you know, affected him a little bit. He really wasn't, locating the cutter the way we had seen him do it in the past. But I think he's looked better late, and I think that's pretty big deal for this bullpen because, I mean, he was one of the best relievers in baseball last year, and, they're counting on him greatly.
You know, one of the guys who had a really good bounce-back night last night was Charlie Morton. And, you know, I brought up the numbers. He had not pitched very well his last 4 starts, especially even in comparison to his 8 starts. The ERA was over twice as much. He had given up as many homers in the last 4 games as what he did in the first 8. It was good to see Morton get back on. I mean, I don't care, again, if it was a Triple-A lineup for the Tigers or whatever. It's just good to see Morton get back into it, and maybe he can build off this.
Yeah, and I mean, for Morton, it's all about that curveball, you know, and how he's able to locate it. And, I thought he mixed in a few changeups and cutters early in that game last night, which is not something we've typically seen. But, yeah, he did look better, and I agree, you know, it doesn't really matter, you know, what the competition is. It was good to see him go out there and have a solid outing.
Chris Willis from BatteryPower.com joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Any word about the Marcell Ozuna injury? I mean, obviously, that kind of looked a little bit nasty. I know he's not in the lineup tonight. Nothing, I guess, was broken. But, do we expect him to kind of miss a significant period of time? I mean, even like a week or two? I mean, look, say what you will about Marcell Ozuna, but he's been one of the hottest hitters on this team. Maybe next to Ronnie, the hottest hitter that they've had here really since the start of May.
Yeah, it looks like the reports are that they may have dodged a bullet here. What I saw earlier said that he was available off the bench tonight and actually did take some BP today. And they're hoping he can get back in there tomorrow. But, you know, I mean, typically when they say that, you know, it may be just a day or two. But it looks like they really dodged a bullet because, like you said, I mean, I would have never dreamed I'd be saying this in April, but you know he's been a key part of this, you know, for now a little over a month. So you know it'd be good to get him back in there.
You know, when you look at the bottom of their order, and you know, no matter how they've mixed and mashed it, whether it's Ozuna, Albies, Arcia, you know, even Michael Harris. I mean, for Michael Harris's struggles, he's still walking more than he did last year, striking out less, still has that sneaky power. But I really look at the bottom of the order. I know how good the top of their order is. But when that bottom of the order gets things going and they find 4 or 5 hits in that 7, 8, 9 spot, this team's almost unbeatable.
Yeah, you're right. And, I mean, I don't know how many times you'll see Arcia or Harris or somebody get a couple of hits, and then all of a sudden you've got – two runners on for Ronald Acuna, you know, who's having, you know, MVP caliber season. And I agree. I mean, it's a deep lineup all the way through. I don't think we've actually seen it, you know, clicking on all cylinders yet, which is a scary thing considering they're, what, 14 games over 500. So, but yeah, it often seems like that it's that bottom of the order that just kind of kicks everything in gear, and then and then the top will knock those guys in. So yeah, it has been big. It's good, really good to see Michael Harris swinging the bat better as well.
You know, they say in the world of golf that Saturday is moving day. That's what it's called, is moving day. Well, I think this month for the Braves is moving month, because you get the chance to play the Phillies and the Mets, and we saw them obviously sweep the New York Mets. But you've got a lot of last-place teams. I mean, again, this Tiger series, you know, they're not a very good team. Colorado coming up is a last-place team. Cincinnati's not very good. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, in between the Mets and Phillies, there's a lot of not very good teams in the month of June. And I really think that we could see this division lead start to get too far ahead of where the Mets and the Phillies are able to make up that kind of ground.
Yeah, and I agree, and it's a great opportunity for them. You know, you got to start putting together – you got a chance here to string together a good number of series wins. Obviously, you know, the loss in Detroit last night didn't go well, but, you know, you still got a chance to win this series by taking these next two games. It's just a good opportunity, and, I look at that Philly series a little bit, too, another opportunity, because they didn't play real well against them the last time in Atlanta. So this is a chance to go in and kind of – I thought they did a good job of kind of cementing themselves against the Mets, and then, you know, at the same – it would be another opportunity against another division rival.
Chris Willis joining us here from BatteryPower.com on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, I talked about this the other night that I don't know how you don't put – Orlando Arcia on the All-Star team. And I understand. I'm not saying starting. I mean, again, it's a fan vote, and fans are going to get, you know, the most popular players and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know, with what Arcia's done, what is he? I think he's number 10 in defensive war in the National League. He's, I think, got the highest batting average among shortstops in the National League. He's been clutch as could be. I don't know how you leave him off the All-Star team. I don't care whoever else makes it, the Trey Turners and the Tatises or wherever, but how do you leave Arcia off if push comes to shove?
Yeah, I mean, if he continues to play this way, I mean, I think he's very much deserving. I thought it was interesting that, when the vote totals came out Monday, you know, he was leading all shortstops. I don't know if he can hold on to that. You know, Braves fans have been really active as far as voting their own players in. But I think Arcia is one of the best stories of this group. I mean, you know, I'm guilty of discounting him as well and kind of focusing on Vaughn Grissom and, you know, some of these other options. But, I mean, I think he's been as stabilizing a force as anybody, because when he came back from the injured list a whole lot faster than anybody else did, expected him to, you know, then this team kind of took off. And, I think he's very much deserving to go to the All-Star game, and I think that'll be a great story.
Any word on Michael Soroka about what the plan is for him, not even maybe just in the short term, but long term? I mean, is this going to be a situation where, excuse me, they want to give him a longer look down in Gwinnett? I mean, is he primed to make a return to this staff? Is it, you know, something where he may spend the rest of the minors, or spend the rest of the year in the minors? I mean, what do you think kind of the long-term prognostication is for Michael Soroka?
I think there were some things they probably wanted him to go down and work on. And, he looked pretty good in his first start back after the demotion. So, you know, I think he's still very much in the picture. A.J. Smith-Shawver obviously is getting a look now. And it'll be his job to, you know, he'll have the opportunity to hold on to that spot, obviously, although they may also want to keep an eye on his innings, kind of the same way they are with Soroka. But I think we'll see Michael up in the major leagues again at some point. And, you know, I mean, once he comes up, I mean, I don't think it's a situation where they really want to yo-yo him back and forth. But, you know, with the injuries to Fried and Kyle Wright, you know, it's kind of – it's kind of changed things just a little bit. But, no, I don't think it's a situation where we won't see him again. I think he'll be back up at some point.
Do you think that they basically just kind of ride the wave of the Schusters and Dylan Dodds and A.J. Smith-Shawvers and, you know, those kinds of guys just to fill in the gaps until at some point, I mean, look, at some point, Wright and Freed are going to be back on the club. You think they just kind of ride that wave of young guys just to get them through? Because, again, this is a chance to really expand the lead. And, you know, I don't want to say you take your foot off the gas pedal, but maybe some of those back-end starts don't become as important as maybe what they have been in the years past.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, I think it's an opportunity to kind of see what everything you got. They've got a pretty good look at Dodd and Schuster. Schuster's pitched pretty well of late, too. And, you know, this gives you a look at Smith-Shawver. Obviously, I think they'll want to get a look at Soroka, more of a look at Soroka, you know, eventually, too. And that kind of, you know, leads you into the trade deadline and whatnot and whether they need to go out and try to get a starter. You know, if they feel like you're going to get free and right back, then maybe, you know, maybe that's not as big a need. But I think, you know, over this next stretch that they're really going to be looking at their internal options, you know, to try to determine that.
Chris, last question for you. You know, with the dearth of young pitching that they have on this club, and we're obviously getting a look at everybody, but I do wonder if they're going to look at, you know, and we've talked about this, I know, if they're going to look at signing Max Fried to a big long-term contract. And look, Max Fried is not going to play for fish heads and rice. There's no reason for Max Fried to go on the open market and play for, you know, chump change. He's going to get paid, and starting pitchers always get probably overpaid at some point. But do you think that they look at trying to keep him and have to break off a big number to keep him? Or do you think with the dearth of pitching that they're showing you right now that they have, that they can afford to maybe let him walk away when the time comes?
You know, that's a great question. You know, I on one hand, you know, I kind of felt like, just looking at recent history, I kind of felt like, you know, Dansby Swanson probably played himself into a much bigger contract than the Braves were ever going to give. But I never would have ever thought that, you know, Freddie Freeman would be playing somewhere else. So, you know, I've got a mixed track record as far as this goes. So, you know, I think the Braves will have a number. I think it'll be, you know, a pretty good number, you know, in terms of an offer. But, you know, will Max Fried be able to get more money elsewhere? I think it's a good question. You know, I'd like to see him get back out there. You know, you hope there's no lingering issues with you know, that injury, just because, you know, he is so close to free agency, and you hope, you don't want to see something like that. A forearm strain always scares you, and you don't want to see that develop into something, you know, bigger, especially with the timing that Freed's got right now as far as being able to go out in the open market. But, you know, I don't know that the Braves are going to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show live on this Tuesday evening. Coming off of, what was a disappointing Braves loss. I mean, some people are calling it the worst loss of the year. I don't know if we'll go to that extreme, but it certainly was disappointing. Not a good series against Oakland, and not things starting off here against another bad team in the American League against the Detroit Tigers. But let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy. He covers Atlanta Braves for SB Nation, managing editor of Battery Power. BatteryPower.com is where you can check out all of his work. Chris Willis joins us here. He's on Twitter at Chris_Willis. As always, Chris, appreciate a few minutes on the show this evening.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you.
You know, and we kind of touched on this last week that, you know, I know there's obviously lots of chatter about the idea of the Braves need another starter, the Braves need another starter. But, you know, at the end of the day, do they need at least one more bullpen arm to kind of make things feel a little bit better?
I agree, and I think the bullpen, obviously, right now at this point, is probably the biggest priority, you know, as they close in on the trade deadline. You know, I wouldn't be shocked to see them add, you know, one arm down there, maybe two even, you know, just the way this thing's gone. I mean, at times it's pitched pretty well, but just you'd feel, I think adding at least one more person to the mix would, just solidify things pretty good.
What do you think have been the issues with A.J. Minter? Why have things just not clicked this year for him?
I think he's pitched better of late. And, you know, when you diving in to the numbers a little bit, you know, I mean, there was a lot of noise in that, you know, some bad luck here. I know at one point he had our ERA over 7. But, you know, the FIP and some of the other underlying metrics, you know, were about normal. I think the pitch clock probably, you know, affected him a little bit. He really wasn't, locating the cutter the way we had seen him do it in the past. But I think he's looked better late, and I think that's, you know, that's a pretty big deal for this bullpen because, I mean, he was one of the best relievers in baseball last year, and, you know, they're counting on him greatly.
You know, one of the guys who had a really good bounce back night last night was Charlie Morton. And, you know, I brought up the numbers. He had not pitched very well his last 4 starts, especially in comparison to his 8 starts. The ERA was over twice as much. He had given up as many homers in the last 4 games as what he did in the first 8. It was good to see Morton get back on. I mean, I don't care if it was a AAA lineup for the Tigers or whatever. It's just good to see Morton get back into it, and maybe he can build off this.
Yeah, and I mean, for Morton, it's all about that curveball, you know, and how he's able to locate it. And, you know, I thought he mixed in a few changeups and cutters early in that game last night, which is not something we've typically seen. But, yeah, he did look better, and I agree, you know, it doesn't really matter, you know, what the competition is. It was good to see him go out there and have a solid outing.
Chris Willis from BatteryPower.com joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Any word about the Marcell Ozuna injury? I mean, obviously that kind of looked a little bit nasty. I know he's not in the lineup tonight. Nothing, I guess, was broken. But, you know, do we expect him to kind of miss a significant period of time? I mean, even like a week or two? I mean, look, say what you will about Marcell Ozuna, but he's been one of the hottest hitters on this team. Maybe next to Ronnie, the hottest hitter that they've had here really since the start of May.
Yeah, it looks like the reports are that they may have dodged a bullet here. What I saw earlier said that he was available off the bench tonight and actually did take some BP today. You know, and they're hoping he can get back in there tomorrow. But, you know, I mean, typically when they say that, you know, it may be just a day or two. But it looks like they really dodged a bullet. Because like you said, I mean, I would have never dreamed I'd be saying this in April. But, you know, he's been a key part of this, you know, for now a little over a month. So, you know, it'd be good to get him back in there.
You know, when you look at the bottom of their order and, you know, no matter how they've mixed and mashed it, whether it's Ozuna, Albies, Arcia, you know, even Michael Harris. I mean, for Michael Harris's struggles, he's still walking more than he did last year, striking out less, still has that sneaky power. But I really look at the bottom of the order. I know how good the top of their order is. But when that bottom of the order gets things going and they find four or five hits in that 7, 8, and 9 spot, this team's almost unbeatable.
Yeah, you're right. And, I mean, I don't know how many times you'll see Arcia or Harris or somebody get a couple of hits, and then all of a sudden you've got two runners on for Ronald Acuna, you know, who's having, you know, MVP-caliber season. And I agree. I mean, it's a deep lineup all the way through. I don't think we've actually seen it, you know, clicking on all cylinders yet, which is a scary thing considering they're, what, 14 games over 500. So, but, yeah, it often seems like that it's that bottom of the order that just kind of kicks everything in gear. And then, you know, and then the top will knock those guys in. So, yeah, it has been big. It's good, really good to see Michael Harris swinging the bat better as well.
You know, they say in the world of golf that Saturday is moving day. That's what it's called, is moving day. Well, I think this month for the Braves is moving month because you get the chance to play the Phillies and the Mets, and we saw them obviously sweep the New York Mets. But you've got a lot of last-place teams. I mean, again, this Tiger series, you know, they're not a very good team. Colorado coming up is a last-place team. Cincinnati's not very good. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, in between the Mets and Phillies, there's a lot of not very good teams in the month of June. And I really think that we could see this division lead start to get too far ahead of where the Mets and the Phillies are able to make up that kind of ground.
Yeah, and I agree, and it's a great opportunity for them. You know, you got to start putting together – you got a chance here to string together a good number of series wins. Obviously, you know, the loss in Detroit last night didn't go well, but, you know, you still got a chance to win this series by taking these next two games. It's just a good opportunity. And, I look at that Philly series a little bit, too, another opportunity because they didn't play real well against them the last time in Atlanta. So this is a chance to go in and kind of – I thought they did a good job of kind of cementing themselves against the Mets, and then, you know, at the same – it would be another opportunity against another division rival.
Chris Willis joining us here from BatteryPower.com on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, I talked about this the other night that I don't know how you don't put – Orlando Arcia on the All-Star team. And I understand. I'm not saying starting. I mean, again, it's a fan vote, and fans are going to get, you know, the most popular players and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know with what Arcia's done. What is he? I think he's number 10 in defensive war in the National League. He's, I think, got the highest batting average among shortstops in the National League. He's been clutch as could be. I don't know how you leave him off the All-Star team. I don't care whoever else makes it, the Trey Turners and the Tatises or wherever, but how do you leave Arcia off if push comes to shove?
Yeah, I mean, if he continues to play this way, I mean, I think he's very much deserving. I thought it was interesting that, when the vote totals came out Monday, you know, he was leading all shortstops. I don't know if he can hold on to that. You know, Braves fans have been really active as far as voting their own players in. But I think Arcia is one of the best stories of this group. I mean, you know, I'm guilty of discounting him as well and kind of focusing on Vaughn Grissom and, you know, some of these other options. But, I mean, I think he's been as stabilizing a force as anybody, because when he came back from the injured list a whole lot faster than anybody else did, expected him to, you know, then this team kind of took off. And, I think he's very much deserving to go to the All-Star game, and I think that'll be a great story.
Any word on Michael Soroka about what the plan is for him, not even maybe just in the short term, but long term? I mean, is this going to be a situation where, excuse me, they want to give him a longer look down in Gwinnett? I mean, is he primed to make a return to this staff? Is it, you know, something where he may spend the rest of the minors, or spend the rest of the year in the minors? I mean, what do you think kind of the long-term prognostication is for Michael Soroka?
I think there were some things they probably wanted him to go down and work on. And, you know, he looked pretty good in his first start back after the demotion. So, you know, I think he's still very much in the picture. You know, A.J. Smith-Shawver obviously is getting a look now. You know, and it'll be his job to, you know, he'll have the opportunity to hold on to that spot, obviously, although they may also want to keep an eye on his innings, kind of the same way they are with Soroka. But I think we'll see Michael up in the major leagues again at some point. And, you know, I mean, once he comes up, I mean, I don't think it's a situation where they really want to yo-yo him back and forth. But, you know, with the injuries to Fried and Kyle Wright, you know, it's kind of changed things just a little bit. But, no, I don't think it's a situation where we won't see him again. I think he'll be back up at some point.
Do you think that they basically just kind of ride the wave of the Schusters and Dylan Dodds and A.J. Smith-Shawvers and, you know, those kinds of guys just to fill in the gaps until at some point, I mean, look, at some point Wright and Fried are going to be back on the club. You think they just kind of ride that wave of young guys just to get them through? Because, again, this is a chance to really expand the lead. And, you know, I don't want to say you take your foot off the gas pedal, but maybe some of those back-end starts don't become as important as maybe what they have been in the years past.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, I think it's an opportunity to kind of see what everything you got. They got a pretty good look at Dodd and Schuster. Schuster's pitched pretty well of late, too. And, you know, this gives you a look at Smith-Shawver. Obviously, I think they'll want to get a look at Soroka, more of a look at Soroka, you know, eventually, too. And that kind of, you know, leads you into the trade deadline and whatnot, and whether they need to go out and try to get a starter. You know, if they feel like you're going to get free and right back, then maybe, you know, maybe that's not as big a need. But I think, you know, over this next stretch that they're really going to be looking at their internal options, you know, to try to determine that.
Chris, last question for you. You know, with the dearth of young pitching that they have on this club, and we're obviously getting a look at everybody, but I do wonder if they're going to look at, you know, and we've talked about this, I know, if they're going to look at signing Max Fried to a big long-term contract. And look, Max Fried is not going to play for fish heads and rice. There's no reason for Max Fried to go on the open market and play for, you know, chump change. He's going to get paid, and starting pitchers always get probably overpaid at some point. But do you think that they look at trying to keep him and have to break off a big number to keep him? Or do you think with the dearth of pitching that they're showing you right now that they have, that they can afford to maybe let him walk away when the time comes?
You know, that's a great question. You know, I on one hand, you know, I kind of felt like, just looking at recent history, I kind of felt like, you know, Dansby Swanson probably played himself into a much bigger contract than the Braves were ever going to give. But I never would have ever thought that, you know, Freddie Freeman would be playing somewhere else. So, you know, I've got a mixed track record as far as this goes. So, you know, I think the Braves will have a number. I think it'll be, you know, a pretty good number, you know, in terms of an offer. But, you know, will Max Fried be able to get more money elsewhere? I think it's a good question. You know, I'd like to see him get back out there. You know, you hope there's no lingering issues with you know, that injury, just because, you know, he is so close to free agency, and you hope you don't want to see something like that. A forearm strain always scares you, and you don't want to see that develop into something, you know, bigger, especially with the timing that Freed's got right now as far as being able to go out in the open market. But, you know, I don't know that the Braves are going to, you know, I don't think the Braves will have the best offer probably. You know, it'll just come down to, you know, what Fried wants to do as far as that goes.
Chris Willis is the managing editor for BatteryPower.com. Join me on the WadeFord.com hotline. You can check out his personal Twitter page at Chris_Willis. Chris, as always, buddy, appreciate it. Thanks for a few minutes here on the show tonight. We will certainly talk again soon.
All right, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. John Chuckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.